This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The city of New York first started counting traffic fatalities back in 1910. And in all the 108 years since, last year, that is 2018, had the fewest people killed in traffic accidents, a full 10% lower than the total from 2017. Now, yes, it is still 200 people who died, but it's progress. Marketplace's Erica Barris explains what the city has done to bring traffic deaths down and what has yet to be done.
Vision Zero is a program to reduce traffic fatalities that's been successful in Sweden and elsewhere. 5 years ago, New York City decided to spend $1.6 billion on its own version. The key components of the program, lowering the speed limit to 25 miles an hour on most city streets, which...
It seems like a very simple principle, but it is revolutionary.
That's Ruth Oldenziel, a researcher in the Netherlands. The city has done other things, too, says John Corlett. He's on New York City's Traffic Safety Board. Things like implementing
photo radar in school zones in New York.
And adding more traffic enforcement, getting rid of car lanes, and increasing bicycle infrastructure. But the news wasn't so good for one kind of traffic on New York streets.
Work zone is on to cross East 52nd Street.
That's foot traffic. Pedestrian deaths actually increased by 7%. Engineer and historian Peter Norton says after public policy has prioritized cars for decades,
pedestrians are getting the message from Vision Zero that, hey, you know, we have a place in the street too. And that is going to be a dangerous mix for a while.
The city isn't done with the plan, according to New York City Traffic Commissioner Polly Trottenberg.
We've mapped out for all the streets in the city where we see the most crashes, and those are the places where we really prioritize our interventions.
That means more pedestrian islands and bike lanes. I'm Erica Barris for Marketplace.